Hi there, it is step 14, and today we're going to be talking about rules with spirit. These are so important because trust me when I tell you that once you start acknowledging spirit and you're like, oh, okay, they can hear me, they can see me, they know what's going on. Poof! Remember, it's not because they're trying to be mean, it's just because they don't have an ego on the other side. So we have an ego that's like, oh yeah, I need sleep. Oh right, I'm supposed to eat something. Oh yes, I need to take some time for myself. Where spirits on the other side, they don't have an ego. So it's pretty much no holds barred, and they're just kind of doing whatever they want to do. So, rules with spirit. Well, my first one is no coming in my room, because that's not okay. I don't want to feel creepy, icky when I take my clothes off like somebody's watching me. No, thank you. So just don't come in my room. The next rule is no giving me things that I can't do anything with. In the beginning, when I first started connecting with spirit, I was kept seeing these women that were trapped in a house and they were being tortured. And I could draw the house. I could see everything about it. I mean, I could see the shades and the shutters and the whole thing, and it was just so horrible, and I kept seeing this vision. Shortly after, we heard something on the news about the house in Cleveland where the man had those three women and the little girl held hostage. However, I couldn't do anything about it. I wasn't given a house number. I wasn't given a street address. I just kept drawing the house and seeing what was going on with it. So I made a rule of spirit. Don't give me something that there's nothing I can do with it. If you want me to work on a case, send that detective to me. Send the information to me. And then allow me to do something with the details and the information you're giving me. The next thing was no showing me gory stuff. So that's rule number three. I don't need to see blood and guts. I've worked on enough missing persons cases, and I don't have to see every gory detail. You can tell me something happened without freaking me out. Speaking of freaking out, that's rule number four. No making the table levitate. I don't watch scary movies. I don't like things that go bump in the night. So none of that funny business. That's okay. You can flick a light here or there. I can definitely agree with that. I don't mind smelling perfume or smelling a scent or something. And I'm even okay with getting the occasional goosebumps. But if the table starts to levitate, I quit. Rule number five. No waking me up at night. You're not allowed in my room, but if I happen to fall asleep on the couch, I'm still not fair game. Number six, no expecting me to give messages. You send people to me. This is my number one rule, and this is what actually brought me a lot of peace out in public. If you want the woman in the red shirt to connect with you because you're her dad, then you figure out a way to get her to me. I'm not walking up to strangers and giving them random messages. And even when I was filming the TV show Mom's a Medium, it might have looked like that, but they were approached by someone else to see if they wanted a reading. I just don't believe in interrupting other people's karmas, and I think you can definitely mess with this if you're not careful. So, spirit, you got to bring them to me. Last but not least, rule number seven, no vague messages. Be clear. Don't mess around. If you want to come in and we're going to make a connection with your loved ones, then you got to show me stuff. I need to hear you, like a thought that interrupts the other thoughts in my mind. I need to see you, just like how we talked about the dancing smurf on your hand. So seeing with your third eye through your imagination, it will feel like you're making it up. I want to feel you, smell you. I need the messages to be clear. And I know that spirit knows how to do it. So those are my seven rules, and that's what I put out there. You might have more and you might have less. Do with whatever is comfortable with you. Talk to you in step number 15.